Mexicans everywhere are preparing for the annual Day of the Dead celebrations. The holiday is very important in the southern state of Oaxaca, but many residents there are not feeling so festive this year. They're still recovering from a major earthquake that struck last month, killing nearly 100 people and damaging thousands of buildings. Shannon Young has our story.
Children sing the national anthem as bulldozers prepare to rake at what was the largest school in the Isthmus region of Oaxaca. There's some crying, too, among the adults here. This building was one of many local landmarks severely damaged by the 8.2 magnitude earthquake last month. Local architect Claudina de Quives says the transformation of the landscape has been dramatic.
It's a shock, for starters, because it's like seeing part of your identity disappear. Many things contribute to identity. It's not just language, clothing, and food. It's also urban surroundings.
Demolition crews paid for by the government have been bulldozing homes by the hundreds. That includes structures that were initially assessed as only partly damaged. Mariano Lopez of the Juchitán People's Assembly says the contractors have been pressuring residents to report their damaged homes as total losses. This allows for faster demolition and makes homeowners eligible for more government rebuilding aid.
They tell them, we have a week to clear this block, and if we don't demolish your house now, we aren't coming back. So they rush people, and they don't give them time to recover windowsills or doors or any other materials that could be reused.
The government has praised the speed of the demolitions as proof it's moving forward on rebuilding and recovery. Lopez says the more homes the crews tear down, the more money they make. Many of the demolished homes were over a century old, built in a distinct regional style with adobe, hardwood beams, and clay roofing tiles. For Chilean architect Patricio Mora, executive director of Proyecto Memoria, it's a familiar scenario, something he witnessed after an 8.8 earthquake hit his country in 2010.
Lamentablemente, las personas, por un tema de desconfianza con sus viviendas de adobe, las comenzaron a demoler.
He says people in Chile demolished historic homes out of panic or due to bad advice from first responders. Mora came to Oaxaca at the invitation of the Casa de la Ciudad, an urban planning nonprofit where De Quives works. And Mora has some advice for those in the hard-hit areas.
The first thing is to stay calm. Don't rush to demolish a building on a tight deadline without, for example, authorities understanding that adobe can be restored. That's fundamental.
Some families and local groups have been carrying out controlled demolitions, salvaging whole bricks, wooden beams, and clay tiles. Mora says the fact that many of the older homes in Oaxaca's Isthmus region were built with adobe improves their prospects for repair.
Adobe has certain versatile properties. If a piece is destroyed, the damaged part can be removed and mixed with water and restored. It is flexible, and when combined with wooden framework, is earthquake resistant.
But there's a gap when it comes to formal training and use of traditional materials. Architecture schools, even in places like Oaxaca, where earthen construction is common, tend to teach students more about building with concrete and steel than with adobe and clay. Despite its resilience, adobe carries a certain stigma in Mexico because it's seen as a building material for the poor. Claudina de Quives studied architecture at Oaxaca State University. She says she'd like to see this crisis result in greater appreciation for and formal training in traditional or vernacular architecture.
Oaxaca is one of the state's richest in vernacular architectural heritage, so there's even more reason its schools should encourage knowledge about these traditional systems.
A big question now is just what the region will look like once the rebuilding begins. The federal government has activated an emergency response fund and is distributing electronic gift cards to those who have agreed to home demolition. The cards can be used to purchase about $6,300 worth of building materials, but only at large, qualifying hardware stores. Small-scale operations like self-employed adobe brickmakers have been left out of the government-subsidized rebuilding loop. For The World, Shannon Young, Oaxaca, Mexico.